The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show today. Great. I say that word specifically because the first hour we're going to have one of the strongest natural bodybuilders and pound for pound as smart as he is strong, Lane Norton, talking about some new research on the benefits or lack thereof of fasted cardio, which has long been something that we've talked about and a lot of us even enjoy doing. And in the second hour, we have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation coming on and giving us a lecture called Sleep or Suffer. And some new research on sleep deprivation, and diseases related to lack of sleep. But before we get started with the show, I just want to mention that Orbit Nutrition is having a huge blowout sale on all their performance-enhancing supplements, PES, performance-enhancing supplement product line. Alpha T2, you know, we talked about Alpha T2. Dr. Peter Rouse used Alpha T2 to lose a bunch of weight right before his wedding. Alpha T2 is on a blowout sale of $19.99. A bottle. Erase, which lowers cortisol and estradiol levels, $22.99 a bottle. And Shift, which is the non-stimulant version of Alpha T2, is $17.99 a bottle. You can buy as many bottles as you like. This sale is going to go through midnight, Saturday, the 12th. So you have all that time to take advantage of these great opportunities with PES, Alpha T2, Erase, and Shift. Okay, my first guest, many of you know him and have a great deal of respect for him because not only does he talk the talk as a scientist, but he walks the walk as a natural bodybuilder, Lane Norton. How you doing, Lane?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
Are you recovered from the Arnold yet, Lane?
Well, yeah, I hope so. I actually spoke the week before the Arnold in San Francisco at the Dairy Council meeting. And then I flew home, and then 24 hours later flew to the Arnold, and in the midst of that came down with food poisoning. So it was a tough week, but we made it through and pretty much feel ready to go now.
I heard rumors that it was the soy producers that poisoned you while you were out there speaking to the Dairy Council.
I don't think they're huge fans of me, so that it could have been that.
All right, so anyway, Many of us believe or have heard and then reparrot the statement that fasted cardio is 300% more effective than cardio any other time of the day, first time in the morning, before you eat your first meal, because, quote unquote, the body has already shifted its substrate utilization to fat because you've been fasted all night, and so your body will go for fat as a source of energy. And so everyone does their cardio and even moderate workouts first thing in the morning on a fasted stomach. And I even had Dr. Mark McCarty, which you and I talked about off the air, on the show, and his group at the Oasis of Hope Hospital in Mexico had published a study back in 2009, and I had them on the show in October. And the name of the study was A Mini Fast with Exercise, a Protocol for Fat Loss, where they showed these were untrained individuals over a 12-week period. And those who had the fasted state exercise in the morning after sleep seemed to lose more weight than those who ate a meal and then exercised. But again, I make a very important distinction here. These were untrained individuals. Now there's some recent research that causes us to go, maybe I shouldn't starve myself before cardio. So let's talk about that. What is what is this recent study?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice review of the literature by a guy named Brad Schoenfeld. Sure hope I didn't butcher his name, but
you got it right. You're right.
And for those who are interested, he wrote this review. It's published in the Strength and Conditioning Journal, and he is actually a competitive bodybuilder himself. So let's not, when I get done, I'm sure all the naysayers will get out and say, well, this is a stick figure who's never done any, you know, real work himself. No, he's a bodybuilder as well, so he knows how to get in shape. Now, you mentioned all the reasons that people have thought about fasted cardio in the past. I mean, it makes sense if you think about it. Okay, you haven't been eating anything. You're fasted. You're going to be in a fat-burning mode. You know, you're going to burn more fat while you're doing it. Great. But actually, if you go back and think about it, I mean, if you were, let's say you're in the off-season looking to build muscle, I mean, what do you hear all the time? Oh, don't go more than 3 hours without eating. Don't go more than right. 3 hours. The same people that tell you to do fasted cardio, if you said you were going to go train, you know, after you hadn't eaten for 4 hours, they say, no, bro, you're going to lose muscle. You're going to lose muscle.
Right.
And yet you want to induce that exact state exacerbated even more. And so it actually really doesn't make sense, even from a bro-telligent perspective.
Right.
But basically, from a scientific perspective, there's a few different reasons it doesn't hold up. And the first one is I'm going to get into a little bit of the science real quick.
Sure.
There's two different parts to fat burning. So to actually burn fat, now all your organs store fat, and you store fat in muscle and whatnot. But the fat that makes you look fat, the fat that is shown under the skin, is subcutaneous adipose tissue. Okay. So to burn fat from adipose tissue, you have to first liberate it. Okay. You have to free up these fatty acids that are inside the fat tissue and dump them into the bloodstream. That process is called lipolysis, okay? Then the second part, now after the fats are in the bloodstream, they're delivered to different tissues like the heart, liver, muscles, where they're burned, where they're oxidized. The oxidation is the second step. So you need both those processes in order to burn fat, okay?
Right.
Most fat is not oxidized in adipose tissue. In fact, very little. It's in other tissues. So you need that delivery. Now, what's interesting is what they find when they compare fasted cardio to cardio after even a very large carb meal, what they find is you will have less lipolysis, okay? So you will get less fatty acids dumped into the bloodstream after eating. And people have taken that and said, well, see, there you go. Fasted cardio, it works. But actually, in trained individuals, lipolysis is not the rate-limiting step of fat burning, okay? It's the oxidation step. And so the oxidation step actually is either the same or better if you eat beforehand. So the actual rate-limiting step of fat loss isn't really any different, or it's better. And the reason it might be better is they've actually shown a greater thermogenic response to exercise when you eat beforehand. So basically, it's kind of like you put a little more fuel in the engine, you get the engine burning a little hotter. Okay, that's a very, you know, simplistic way to put
right,
it, but
right.
but it kind of, you know, it's just an antidote for people who aren't familiar with the science. And so in the end, when they actually take this out, you know, several weeks or however long, they find that there's no difference in fat loss between people who do fasted cardio and people who do regular cardio, especially when calories are held constant throughout the day. And part of it is, you know, people have gotten so focused on what substrate you're burning during the actual cardio. Okay, we're focused on, we got to be glycogen depleted because we don't want to burn carbs during cardio. We don't want to burn carbs during cardio. We want to burn fat.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. Okay. Because over a 24-hour period, there's no difference, and that's what we found. You burn more fat during cardio, you'll burn more carbs throughout the rest of the day. You burn more carbs during cardio, you burn more fat the rest of the day.
Really?
Okay, so your body is smarter than you are, come to find out. And it makes these adjustments. And if you think about it, in terms of an insulin sensitivity perspective, you become more sensitized to insulin, you're better able to utilize carbohydrates around a workout anyway. So if there's any time you should be taking them in, it should be around your workout because you can better utilize them. So that, coupled with the more thermogenic response and the fact that if you eat beforehand, you're going to have more energy, you're going to be able to train harder, you're going to actually burn more calories overall because you're able to train harder. And finally, Lemon, guy who's done a lot of the classic studies on protein research up in Canada, and this was covered in this review by Schoenfeld, Lemon found that if you trained fasted, you lost twice as much nitrogen as if you trained after eating. So not only are you not getting the fat-burning effect, you're actually putting yourself at increased risk for muscle loss.
Interesting. And there has been research that shows that amino acid pools are recycled more efficiently during fasting and exercise. But again, this was in an untrained individual. So do you feel that everything is different between trained and untrained?
I don't think everything is different, but I'm going to comment specifically on the efficiency of amino acid recycling. There's a big difference between being optimal and being efficient. Okay?
Okay.
Whenever you, for example, if you take your protein extremely low, you will become extremely efficient at nitrogen rehandling and amino acid rehandling, okay? Because your body, you know, quote unquote, knows that you're low protein. It knows it needs to conserve these amino acids. And so, yeah, your rate of amino acid oxidation is going to go way, way down because of that. But we all know that that doesn't mean it's optimal.
Right. That doesn't mean you're going to build muscle. So, you actually may just lose it slower, so to speak.
Exactly. So it's actually a protective mechanism against muscle loss, but it doesn't mean you're not going to lose muscle at all.
Okay.
You know, we're not, as bodybuilders, we're not worried about what's efficient. We're worried about what's optimal.
Right.
If we got to take in 100 more grams of protein just to get 1% more, we're happy to do it.
We got to take a quick commercial break, Lane. When we come back, I want to delve a little bit deeper into this. I want to talk about different types of meals pre-cardio. We're talking today with Lane Norton about new research that shows perhaps you should not torture yourself by endeavoring fasted cardio after all. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's one Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one Andro RX.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind my listeners that opresource.net, opresource.net, your source for peptides at the greatest prices on the internet, reliable source, authentic peptides, and my listeners get an additional 25% off the ridiculously already low, low prices when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25 at checkout. Check out opresource.net. My guest this hour is Lane Norton. We're talking about fasted cardio. Lane, one of the things I just want to back up on, I'm looking at my notes that I was taking while you were talking, that really is intriguing to me. So if you really want to prime your body to burn fat throughout the day, then you should do your cardio in the morning after a moderate carbohydrate and protein meal?
Well, I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to do it in the morning. I think you can kind of do it any time. But I think, you know, definitely having a meal beforehand is going to be more optimal. One, because you're going to help, it's going to help you retain muscle mass better. Two, because it's been shown to burn fat just as well as fasted cardio, if not better, because, and this brings me to my third point, you have a better thermogenic response to exercise when you eat beforehand. So actually the 24-hour, you may actually get better 24-hour energy expenditure by eating before doing cardio. And because you're eating and you're not fasted, your performance is going to be better. You're going to be actually able to work harder and burn more total calories than you would if you were fasted.
Did anyone look at different types of pre-workout meals and their effects on burned fat during the session as well as throughout the day?
Brad, the guy who did this review, is probably better to answer that than I am. However, from what I understand, it doesn't really matter, you know, what kind of meal you're taking in it. I mean, it matters insofar as somebody who, you know, all things being equal, genetics, height, weight, et cetera, let's say you had, you know, basically two twins. If one person is eating lower total calories throughout the day, that person's going to burn more fat, obviously. So it's not like you can just eat, you know, a 4,000-calorie meal and get crazy fat-burning effects out of it. I mean, there's a certain caloric component to it as well.
What about a fast-acting whey protein right before a workout because of the potential for gluconeogenesis to produce glucose, but yet you've got all these extra amino acids floating around that would support a more anabolic state?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be fine, but, a lot of people say, well, what about just having some branch chains beforehand or some amino acids? And that's fine, but I would go back to why. Why not just have a regular meal? Because the research has shown that it doesn't matter if you have carbs beforehand. And so if you're going to, you know, maybe, now let's say, I'll quantify this two different ways, okay? So if you are a person who, you know, you're doing cardio kind of on your off days and you're looking for a fat burning effect. Maybe you've got a healthy metabolism. So you're only, you know, it's your off day and you're doing cardio once that day. I would definitely put the bulk of your, you know, not the bulk, but I would distribute a disproportionate amount of carbs pre and post workout, just like you do with your weight training sessions. You know, one for more glycogen and more energy, and two for the reasons we talked about because of, you know, insulin sensitivity around a workout. You're better able to tolerate those carbohydrates at that time. Now, let's say you're somebody who has a really slow metabolism. You're only eating 100 grams of carbs a day, and you've gotten to the point where you're doing a workout and two hour long low intensity cardio sessions out there. There's quite a few people that do that when they're getting ready for a contest. In that case, am I going to say go have a really big carbohydrate meal right before your cardio? No. But, maybe you have, 15 to 20 grams of carbs with protein before your cardio just to give you a little bit of energy. I mean, when you're, it's all dependent on the person and their situation. But what I'm trying to emphasize with this research is it's more about what you're eating total throughout the day and how that's distributed rather than, getting fasted cardio in. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people will say, well, I've done this and I know it works and such got ripped on this, and that's fine. I think it's important to keep in mind, plenty of people get results in spite of what they do, not because what they do is optimal necessarily.
Yeah, and that's true. Sometimes it's hard to discern between results and optimal results because we have nothing. You don't have a clone that could work out side by side with you and do something different. So, you lost 8 pounds doing this. You could have lost 9 maybe doing something slightly different, but you're still satisfied
exactly.
And you feel like it worked. Have you ever?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I've actually done it both ways. If you go back and look at some of my articles from 2002 or 2001, back when I was younger, I actually recommend fasted cardio.
I was just going to say that. You used to be a proponent of fasted cardio, and I was going to say, do you still do it? Or did you stop doing it after this research, or did you stop doing it a long time ago?
I stopped doing it a long time ago after a conversation I had with somebody who was much more intelligent than I was at the time, and they kind of brought up these points to me. They kind of theorized all this research that has now since been, supported by actual research. But they theorized all these things. They said, you're going to get a better thermogenic response when you eat beforehand. You got to stop worrying about the actual kind of substrate you're burning during the actual exercise. And, I thought this guy was crazy, but I said, okay, I'll give it a shot and I'll prep one time, without fasted cardio. And lo and behold, I got way more ripped and kept a lot more muscle than I did previously. And I think a lot of people out there, they say, well, I know what works for me. I know what works for me. But they've never tried anything different because they're too scared. Some of these dogmas in the fitness industry, you get them hammered into your head so much, you feel like, I've talked about meal frequency before, the whole eating every 2 to 3 hours is really overblown. But you've got people out there who, if they don't get their meal within 3 hours, they start to flip. They think they're going to, they think they're going to wither away to nothing and die, And so these dogmas that have been kind of hammered into our heads, it's really, really difficult to unlearn those, especially if the person doesn't have the, doesn't have the scientific background to kind of go through and tease out the differences between what one person's saying and what another person's saying and may or may not be full of crap.
Kevin Johnson just posted on Facebook, does this also apply to fasted training? Obviously, training while fast is probably even more catabolic. I've done it myself after Mark McCarty's study. But obviously, if you're saying cardio is not optimal fasted, then training has to be suboptimal. I mean, it's just not a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know we in our lab in particular have done research, and we found that protein synthesis absolutely drops after an overnight fast. So you're dealing with a situation in which protein synthesis is already repressed. And then I believe it's the Galveston group, Douglas Patton Jones and some of the people down there, and Robert Wolf when he was in that lab, they looked at, pre-workout nutrition compared to post-workout nutrition, and found that pre-workout nutrition was just as important, if not more important, to maintaining optimal rates of muscle protein synthesis. And so, if you're training fasted, it's certainly suboptimal. I mean, I know there's some, and I don't want to pick on any particular group, but I guess intermittent fasting, some of their proponents will tell you to train fasted.
Well, but okay, but let's discern between some of these groups real quick, okay? A lot of the groups that are promoting intermittent fasting, which I fast periodically, but I don't fast periodically because of its effects on building muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I fast periodically because there is a potential for life extension. There's a lot of evidence that an intermittent fast is as effective as a hypocaloric diet in increasing sirtuins and insulin sensitivity. So you don't have to become heroic and eat 1,000 calories a day to try to extend life. You can just fast periodically. And you know, a 24-hour fast is not a big deal if you do it the right way. Most people try to fast first thing in the morning for the rest of the day and all that night, and they've already fasted 8 to 10 hours, and they're starting their fast. You need to have a meal or two and then stop then and not eat again until that time the next day. That's a 24-hour fast, and it's very easy to do that.
I would tell people that most people already intermittent fast already, and it's called sleep. But, you know, I understand where you're coming from and some of those things, and without getting too sidetracked, my concern is, you know, looking at some of these genes and with intermittent fasting, and I will admit right off the bat, I have not looked at this research real hard, and so you can correct me if you know the difference, but, you know, are these just transient effects? After you get done with the fast, does SIRT2 and some of these other factors, do they go back to normal? For example, leptin, you know, it was big on, you know, huge refeeds were big a while back.
Right.
And I used to be a proponent of them. And I've kind of backed off that because what you find is, yeah, with a big refeed, you get a big increase in leptin. And as soon as you stop, it goes right back down. And so in my experience, the increase you get in leptin is not enough to offset the amount of fat you actually gain on a huge refeed. So, I mean, some of these, you know, if you get lasting effects from those sorts of things, that's great. But if you don't, you know, it's kind of like, well, what's it worth? Now, specifically with intermittent fasting, if you're going to fast, I would definitely recommend not training on those days.
Right.
You know, so, and that's, I think that's kind of what you're getting at is, you know, if you're gonna fast, that's fine, but don't train and make a
if you're going to train, you do some very, very, very low impact, something low impact like some walking in the neighborhood. You know, walk the dog, get on a treadmill and take your time. You don't go out and do anything heroic on a fasted state, absolutely.
Yeah, and that kind of, you know, I kind of got a segue, actually. You know, this kind of brings up the...
Well, hold it. If you have something that you want to segue to, let's go ahead. We have a minute before the break. Let's take the break early. Hold your thought. You got your thought? Hold your thought. Okay, and we're going to come back with some more information about fasted cardio. And then we're going to talk to Lane and have him explore more about the way he likes to eat. Maybe we can learn something. I'm sure we can learn something from him. The guy looks like mahogany when he gets ready for a competition. We're talking to Lane Norton today about fasted training, fasted cardio. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you're tuning in late, we're talking with Lane Norton about fasted cardio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to Dr. Michael Smith, an episode called Sleep or Suffer, from a seminar he recently did on sleep deprivation, its effects on disease, and what you could do to correct it. Orbit Nutrition has a blowout on PES, performance enhancing supplements, Alpha T2, $19.99 a bottle, Erase, $22.99 a bottle, and Shift, which is a non-stimulant version of Alpha T2, $17.99 a bottle. You can buy as many as you want. The sale ends Saturday at midnight on the 12th, so take advantage of it. Okay, Lane, you had a thought as we were going into the break, and I asked you to patiently hold it till we came out of the break. What was it?
Well, a lot of the questions I see online regarding the situation, you know, even though we're talking about fasted versus non-fasted cardio, it also invariably ends up in the in intensity, you know, an intensity debate. You know, what is the optimal intensity in cardio? A lot of people argue against high-intensity cardio because you're using high-intensity, you're burning carbs during your workout as opposed to low intensity where you burn fat. You know, you burn a greater percentage of calories from fat.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of address that a little bit.
Please.
I'm gonna start off by saying I use both forms of cardio, okay, because you can only do so much high-intensity cardio because at a certain point it starts to negatively impact your recovery from your weight training sessions.
Right.
So you can't do, you can't just do HIIT every day. But that being said, if you're talking about actual fat loss, you know, it's all fine to think about, well, you're burning more, percentage of calories from fat because you're in this target heart rate or whatever the crap it is. But the actual research is very clear. High-intensity cardio burns more fat overall over a 24-hour period than low-intensity cardio.
In fact, Skidmore just did a study that was on a different issue. But they used interval training, sprints, with moderately obese people and found out, now I don't understand this science and maybe you can explain it better, but something about the cardio, I guess there are enzyme cascades that are accelerated when you hit the right marks in cardiovascular training. And
yes.
when you do sprinting, you know, blow out sprint for, 15, 20, 30, 45 seconds, then walk until you are recovered, then sprint again, and you keep doing this, that is more effective than anything as far as jacking your metabolism up where you're burning more calories or fat or whatever you want to call it all day long.
Yes, and I'll take this from several different approaches because there's several reasons it's better. And actually, I believe the study you're talking about is basically they had people either do, I think it was an hour of low-intensity cardio, or they had them do like 4-6, 30-second all-out sprint.
Right, right.
With walking in between.
Right.
Okay? And you think about that, you're like, man, the hour cardio is going to have more fat loss. The group that did the 4-6, 30-second sprints lost twice as much body fat as the people doing an hour of cardio.
Exactly.
Talk about effective use of your time. But, you know, the important thing to note is, you know, like you said, they let them totally recover in between. You're just walking in between. And then I tell my clients this I work with. Your sprint needs to be an all-out, life or death, you know, everything you've got, collapse type of sprint.
Right.
Okay? Because people will talk to me, well, I do high-intensity intervals, and I do 1 minute where I go low-intensity, I do 1 minute where I sprint, and I just stop them right there. No, no, no. You can't sprint for a minute. Okay?
Yeah, I can't. You're, I know that.
Yeah, oh, no, almost nobody can. Okay? Because 30 seconds is about the max. Because after that, you start pacing yourself. It may
right.
be a quick pace, but you're still pacing yourself.
Right.
So I'm talking, you know, everything you've got, all out. You know, just, you know, imagine you have a lion chasing you and it's life or death and you need to muster everything you've got. It's that kind of sprint. But basically what they find is it's several things. First off, you know, people will say, okay, well, you burn a greater percentage of calories from fat during the actual cardio. True. But as we've covered before, it doesn't really matter the type of substrate you're using because if you're burning more carbs during cardio, you burn more fat the rest of the day. And, you know, let's say you burn 200 or 300 calories from low-intensity cardio and 75% of them are from fat. Okay, that's 225 calories from fat. But let's say you burn 600 calories from high-intensity cardio and only 50% of them are from fat. Well, that means you burned 300 calories from fat.
Yeah, 50 calories
guess
more.
What? You still burned overall more fat.
Right.
People don't understand. I mean, it gets back to the efficiency versus the actual absolute.
And then, isn't it also true from high intensity cardio, you ramp up your metabolism so that you continue
yes.
to burn more yes. calories throughout the day?
And that's my next point is there's a bigger thermogenic response. You have a bigger 24-hour calorie burn effect from high intensity cardio. And by doing sprints repeatedly like that, by doing that kind of cardio repeatedly, your body actually begins to make metabolic changes that make your fat burning more efficient to make you burn more fat when you're just sitting around.
Right.
And what I mean by that is sprints activate AMP kinase, which is a very powerful player in metabolism. And it also increases mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, for those who aren't familiar, mitochondria are kind of like the powerhouse of the cell. It's where you burn fat. You can actually, by this type of training, you can increase the density of mitochondria in your cells, and you can increase their activity. And they've shown this after, like, I believe it's like 6 weeks.
Yes, high intensity resistance training and high intensity cardio training is the only way to impact mitochondrial biogenesis. That's why this supplement PQQ was so outstanding, because it was the first supplement to actually have the same effect as high intensity. But the problem is people don't understand what high intensity is. I know I have a lot of friends who go to the gym. I saw a girl the other day on the leg press machine, and she was reading a magazine while she was pressing. And I'm saying, look, if you can read while you're doing leg presses, you shouldn't even bother working out.
No, exactly. And again, to the point of the cardio, I mean, I go out, you know, for my high intensity when I was contest prepping. You know, I live in Florida, and I was prepping during the summer. I would go out, and I would have my wife put the car in neutral, and I would push the car until I basically fell over.
Right.
Okay? You want to talk about setting your lungs on fire. I mean, it should, if you're doing high intensity cardio proper, I mean, it sounds, you know, 4-6, 30-second sprints sound easy. If you're doing it right, you should be damn near passed out from that.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be extremely uncomfortable. You know, and you know, like I said, I would be pushing a car, and I would just basically push it until my legs wouldn't move anymore. Okay? And so it was usually about 30 seconds. I could push it about, you know, 50, 60 yards in 40 seconds, and I'd be done. And I would have to take 2 or 3 minutes to recover.
Right.
And my heart, my heart would feel like it's going to pound through my chest. I remember one day I did 20 of those, And I literally just fell down at the end of it, laid right there on the concrete in the parking lot because I couldn't move. I mean, that's the kind of intensity we're talking about.
Right.
And that's also why, you know, people are going to say, well, Lane hates low intensity cardio. Don't do low intensity cardio. No, I do low intensity cardio because you can only do so much.
I was just going to say, you can't do that. You can't do that day in and day out because you'll just burn yourself out.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you can't do that day in and day out. There are certain people who, like, for example, we've all seen people who have really big legs, like the bodybuilders who have really big legs but have a real trouble getting them lean.
Right.
For those kind of people, I'd say, you know, actually back off on your leg and the amount of leg intensity you're using so you can put more effort into your cardio. Because if you lose a little bit of size off your legs, it's not a big deal if you can get them lean enough.
Right.
So, you know, there is
a lot of evidence for those people who aren't aware of this that muscle will go for the fat stores closest to it as a source of energy.
Right.
There's a lot of people who don't understand that, you know, there's always that debate about spot fat reduction.
Spot reduction.
Yeah, but you can. If the muscles are always going to look for the energy source closest. They're not going to go for the fat in your hips. It's going to go for the fat around your thighs. That's where it's going to go for.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, I think it's the magnitude that, you know, the kind of spot reduction that gets blown out of proportion. Because we've always seen, you know, the guy with the huge, you know, commercials with guys with, you know, beer bellies. And they say, well, take this and you'll lose all your fat around your gut.
Yeah,
and
when
that doesn't happen,
that's
you know.
BS.
So I think definitely, you know, a certain amount of spot reduction and the fact that, you know, you're getting, again, by increasing mitochondrial density in that area, you're going to burn more fat in that area just
throughout the day,
doing nothing all day, because you have a greater oxidative capacity. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely an effect, and again, it needs to be tailored to now for somebody like me, who, you know, legs have always been a part where I've had trouble keeping my fullness in my legs as I diet down. I have to be very careful with how much high intensity cardio I do, not because it causes muscle loss, but because it's going to start to negatively impact my ability to work out my legs hard.
Right, to train your legs with intensity. Absolutely, absolutely.
But I actually had a client named his name was Alberto Nunez, and he's a natural pro, and he gets unbelievably shredded, and he had some of the nastiest legs on stage, and people don't realize this when they were looking at his pictures. He's getting ready for a show. For almost 8 weeks during his prep, he couldn't work legs. He had a nerve problem, and he couldn't work legs at all, okay? All we had him do was high-intensity cardio 3 and 4 times a week. He maintained almost all his leg size.
Well, look at sprinters. Sprinters have upper legs and glutes
exactly
like
right.
bodybuilders. I mean, you know.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you activate those muscle fibers very rapidly when you sprint.
That's right, and you'll see people say, well, I don't do high-intensity because it causes muscle loss. And that's just completely ridiculous. You know, again, you want to mitigate how much you do because you still want to be able to work out your legs with resistance, with intensity to be optimal. But if you had to pick one or the other, I mean, like you said, look at an endurance runner and look at a sprinter. A sprinter has bigger legs every time. And, you know, I see people who try to defend low-intensity cardio saying, well, you'll get less muscle loss with that. That's crazy. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, like you said, look at sprinters.
And,
let's see this.
Don't realize. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, finish your statement. I apologize. Go ahead, finish your statement.
No, that's okay. What you see is, you know, people don't realize that when you're talking about activating muscle fibers, you know, we always think about, okay, you got to lift heavy to activate muscle fibers. But there's two different ways. There's different ways to activate them. And for example, you can apply the same amount of force to 200 pounds that you apply to 500 pounds. You just move it faster. Well, you're still going to activate those fast twitch fibers by applying that much force to that much weight.
Right.
So the same thing with sprinting. You're not lifting as much weight when you sprint, but because you're firing those muscles so fast, you are going to recruit those fast twitch fibers, and you are going to cause. I mean, try sprinting outside.
You get sore. If you sprint you'll be sore the next day. It feels like a really heavy leg day for the first time. That's what it feels
like. Yeah, I mean, you'll get a pump in your legs and everything, and it causes muscle damage. So it actually has some of the benefits of weight training that you get. And so, you know, again, the idea that HIIT is catabolic and it doesn't burn as much, I mean, you know, some of these myths, I started a thread on some bodybuilding forums of myths that need to die. And this is one of them.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll kill it once and for all, okay? How's that sound? We're talking today with Lane Norton about fasted cardio. I'm not doing it anymore. I'd rather eat before cardio anyway. I wake up hungry like a bear coming out of hibernation in the morning. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Lane Norton. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Michael Smith talking about sleep deprivation. Lane, I've got a bunch of questions. We got to try to take these in a random fire type of an approach because we only have about 10 minutes left in this interview. First of all, this question comes from me. Do you think that drugs changes the landscape entirely? If I'm using superphysiological doses of testosterone and growth hormone, are all bets off now? Fasted cardio maybe is different for me than it is for the chemically enhanced guy?
Well, I think that you might have you might be a little more resistant to the muscle loss potentiation of fasted cardio, but you're not going to get any
additional benefits. Okay.
So it's kind of like
a waste of time.
You know, what's the point as opposed to actually eating beforehand? So yeah, I don't want to single out individuals, but a lot of people who don't like what the results that science tells them when it doesn't fit their biases, they kind of start pulling out random populations and saying, well, it's not going to do that for this.
Right.
You know, a random population they can't possibly test because No, very few universities are going to fund a study with anabolic users.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they'll just, they know that that's never going to be tested, so they can just kind of hide behind their biases with that.
Okay.
And in reality, it doesn't, doesn't make a difference.
Let's hit this next. This is actually a statement, but it actually is a question. Francesco Verano says, I always feel so much stronger in the morning with fasted training. And then he has an unhappy face after that because obviously he's not going to train fasted anymore. Do you think that there's any chance that that's accurate? I always feel stronger when I don't have a meal like immediately in my stomach before I go to the gym.
Well, I think everybody kind of has, different rates of digestion and sorts and how they tolerate things. I mean, if you're the kind of person, I tend to think that might actually be more so placebo than anything, because a lot of people, they eat, their stomach feels full, and then they're, if that's the case, then eat some carbs before bed so your glycogen's topped off. Oh my God, carbs before bed, there's another myth we can get into.
But
eat some carbs beforehand so your glycogen's topped off, and then when you wake up, have a whey shake with a small amount of carbs and go train.
But you know what? The carbs you're talking about are probably like sweet potato or something like that, right?
Something light on your stomach, you know what I mean?
Something that's
I'm the kind of person that I can go in bloated to all hell. In fact, I actually like to get nice and bloated before I go do like a squat session or something like that, because it helps out with leverages.
I was just going to say leverage kicks in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, having a full stomach doesn't bother me. In fact, I feel strong as hell if I eat right before I go in. So I think it's more of a mental thing.
Okay.
It's different from person to person. But yeah, if that's a problem for people, then just pick, sources of food that are really light in your stomach.
Okay. Kevin Johnson has a two-part question. He actually says, I would think that taking BCAAs before training, even if you fasted that day, that then start your workout with protein. I'm assuming he means like a protein drink. And therefore, that would mitigate the potential catabolic effects post-workout. So he's saying fasting all day, but depending on BCAAs in your water, and then have maybe a protein drink, 25 grams of protein right before the workout. Would that be a good way if somebody is committed to wanting the other benefits of fasting, insulin sensitivity, sirtuin upregulation, blah, blah, blah?
I mean, if you're talking about fat burning stuff,
I don't think he's talking about fat burning. I think he's talking about anti-catabolic, just anti-catabolic.
Well, branch chains are going to help out some with that. But, and this can be another argument that's for another show, but there's evidence that, carbs kind of have a synergistic effect with amino acids in terms of promoting protein synthesis, and more in particular, inhibiting protein breakdown. And so, I still think there's a place for carbs. A lot of people, I think you can get a lot of these benefits if you're just not eating high carbs. A lot of these.
What is high carbs to you, Lane?
Basically, a high carbohydrate amount is going to be an amount that causes you to secrete enough insulin that you have to dispose of carbohydrates in peripheral tissues.
Okay, research shows that that a per sitting threshold is about 40 grams. When you hit that 40 gram carbohydrate threshold, that's when insulin is secreted.
Right, and so if you're under that, you're probably still, and obviously that's going to be probably a lot. Insulin sensitivity is very different from person to person.
Yes, yes.
But 20 to 30 grams of carbs isn't going to cause a big rise in insulin. And in fact, an insulin over-secretion is what drives a lot of the negative regulation of like SIRT2 and some of these things.
Right, right.
So you can probably get quite a bit of the health benefits if you're just not eating high carb, if you're just eating a moderate amount. So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. A lot of these studies look at high carb versus fasting, or high carb versus low carb, and we kind of get thinking in absolutes when in reality there's kind of a healthy middle ground.
Okay. Last question, and this one was the two-part question by Kevin Johnson. He wants me to ask Lane if he feels that sprinting on a treadmill is as effective as physically running on the ground. I have an opinion about this already, but go ahead, you answer it.
No.
That's my
because,
opinion, too.
Because, one, you're going to, one, a treadmill usually only goes up to 10 miles an hour. Unless you're really bad at sprinting, you're going to be able to sprint faster than that.
Right.
And two, you're going to be worried about hitting the sides and falling off, and it's way less safe. Just get your butt outside and do some sprints. Or, I know a lot of people, they say, It's cold where I live. Well, that's fine, too. I mean, honestly, you can do it on other stuff, too. I mean, on elliptical or a bike machine, you just ramp that resistance way up, man.
And blast, you know, right.
Yeah, there's no limit to how fast you can go on a bike or an elliptical. I mean, it's as fast as your legs can move, but on a treadmill, you're limited by how fast.
Well, and the other thing with a treadmill, in my opinion, is this. The treadmill motor is pushing the track. You're not pushing
right.
the track. On an elliptical right. machine, you're pushing the pedals. They're not gliding along and trying to keep
right.
up with you. So that's my opinion of the. Now, if you want to do something fun on a treadmill and freak out the management, turn it down to about 2.5 miles an hour. Lean forward, grab the handles, and act like you're pushing a push cart, a hot dog stand up a hill in Manhattan, and push the track. Push it, and what'll happen is if you push it hard enough, the machine will freeze and say error, 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 and you'll have to reset it. But if you want to get a great cardio workout, just gently lean forward, grab the rails, and push the track faster than it wants to go, moderately faster. Don't really drive it because you will break it. But if you try to
yeah.
just force it, now you're really using your muscles against the grain.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, but anyway.
You know, a lot of people, too, if they get going fast on the treadmill, what do? They grab the handles.
And you know what else? You know what else I hate, Lane? I want to scream when I see somebody who has the incline completely torqued all the way up, and they're hanging on. They don't understand
yeah.
that they're still perpendicular to the platform.
Yeah.
For that
yeah.
thing to work, you've got to be leaning forward.
Yeah, it's like a cliffhanger. Yeah.
Yeah. Let
yeah,
go
if
of the
you,
damn
if you
thing.
Grab the, there's a reason it's easier when you grab the handles.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, again, you know, there's a saying that easy things aren't worth doing. And I think that's mostly correct. You know, if something seems easy, there's a reason for that. If something seems hard, there's a reason for that. And so, you know, I mean, it's just you get such powerful metabolic effects with high-intensity exercise and high-intensity sprinting. If you're doing low-intensity cardio, it's basically trading calories in, calories out. You
right.
get the same effect from cutting your calories the same amount that you burn.
Right.
So, you know, and actually there's evidence that your body adjusts to the amount of cardio you do with low intensity. So you actually lower your metabolic rate over time by doing too much low intensity. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows somebody who eats hardly anything every day and does 2 hours of low intensity cardio a day.
And can't lose weight.
Somehow can't lose weight.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, basically they get absolutely zero calorie burn from that. Because their metabolism has set their baseline there because it's so adjusted to them doing cardio every single day.
Right.
I've actually found when I've taken people from that and slowly weaned them off cardio, they actually start to lose weight again because their metabolism starts picking back up.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, if you do too much low-intensity cardio, it can actually have a terrible deleterious effect.
Hey, Lane, we've come to the end of the interview. Real quick, I know you're still training for strength. What's your best deadlift right now?
Best deadlift. Well, I haven't tested out my max, but I did 585 for 4. So I'm probably back up around 675, 680-ish. I've been really focusing on my squat, and I set a squat PR the other day.
What's your squat PR right now?
I did 500 for 6, and this was right in the midst of me having food poisoning and traveling for the Arnold.
Wow.
So I think I'm probably better than that. And so my squat looks like it's right around 600 pounds. So
that's great.
I'm looking forward to getting my squat up around, you know, 620, 630, and getting my deadlift back above 700 again.
That's excellent, Lane. Hey, Lane, where can people read? What would you like to plug? What are you up to?
Well, you know, always you can keep up with me by visiting biolane.com, or you can follow me on Facebook. I'm up to my max and friends, but you can also like me, quote unquote,
right.
on my fan page, which is just Facebook.com/Lane Norton. And then you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/BioLane.
There you go.
And, you know, basically we've just doing some of the same things we're always doing. I'm prepping people for shows, and we're working on the next DVD, which should be out sometime late in summer. So
excellent.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
We have a couple good topics here for future shows that you mentioned that I'll have you back on, and we'll get into some of these other things that we kind of poked into, and you said that's a topic of another show. So I'll get back in touch with you for that, okay?
Sounds great. Always happy to do it.
Lane, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Michael Smith on, and we're going to be talking about sleep deprivation, what you can do about it, what it's doing to you. Are you really sleeping well?
I don't think anybody sleeps well anymore. That's just my opinion. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need to build muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade 1 androsterone. It converts to 1 testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep during the break because I don't get good sleep. I really haven't had a good night's sleep probably in the past week or so. And every time I turn around and talk to somebody, they're always telling me about their problems sleeping. It seems like the whole nation is having trouble sleeping. And that's why we have this show. We have my good friend, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. How are you doing, Dr. Smith?
I am doing really good, Carl. Thanks again for having me on your show. It's always a lot of fun.
And are you doing really good because you got a good night's sleep last night?
I'll tell you what, I sleep very well, and I at the end of the show, I'm going to make sure everybody has my secrets for sleeping well,
okay.
But I'm going to save that for the end.
Okay.
I do have some secrets here, but they're not secrets. I sleep well because I follow about 5 steps, and I'm going to teach your listeners those 5 steps.
Okay, all right, good. And I'm going to, you're going to be teaching me too. You know what the interesting thing is? I've recently moved the time change, the climate change. I keep blaming it on something. You know, I'm thinking that this is, you know, but the reality is, I haven't had a good night's sleep in the past couple of weeks, probably. I've had a night here, a night there, and I'm actually starting to turn to things that I don't want to use. I've been using some benzos, you know, 2 milligrams of Valium. But the problem with that is I take it with melatonin to try to ensure some normal hormonal cascade. But, you know, if you take benzos, you don't have the normal sleep cycles. You just go into that low, low, deep sleep, and you stay there all night long.
Yeah, let's address that right now, though, Carl. And you bring up a great point, and I don't want your listeners to miss this point, okay? So I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to state
please.
That this is not just about insomnia. This is not just about not being able to fall asleep or being able to stay asleep. There are people who actually tell me, you know, they're so tired during the day, they're worn out, but they sleep during the night, which you have to understand that really it's not just insomnia, it's quality of sleep. It's going through those sleep stages, which there's 4 of them, and that's the danger, in my opinion. Not only are those benzos, not only are they addictive, not only do they cause a lot of problems there, they actually knock out those normal stages.
Yes.
So although you're sleeping, which is, I guess, better than being awake, you're not going through
stages. And this is what I say, Dr. Smith. I tell people this exact thing. Just because you close your eyes and don't open them again for 8 hours doesn't mean you slept well.
Yeah, exactly. So this whole, I want to talk about, so we're going
to. Well,
first of all,
I have to ask you this question before we start anything. The whole country seems to be deprived of sleep. Every time you turn around, there is some sleep-related disorder. There is some new supplements they're hawking on the internet or on television to help you sleep.
Right.
What is going on? Is it just us in the United States? Is this a global thing? What's going on?
It's interesting. It does seem that it seems to be more in the northern western hemisphere. It was Dr. Roth in 2007 who did a population study, and he concluded that 30% of Americans suffer from chronic insomnia. I gotta tell you something, Carl. I think that number is way low.
Yeah.
Everybody that comes into life extension, or even when I was practicing back in Dallas, I want to say this number is probably more around 70-80%.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people aren't getting good sleep.
No, they're not. And so there's probably a lot of reasons for that. And I think number one, I think we live in a 24-hour culture now, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, we were meant as mammals. We're actually meant to be up for about 12 hours and sleeping for about 12 hours. I mean, well, maybe not those exact numbers, but there's a daytime-nighttime cycle to this world, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in the suprachiasmatic nuclei, which regulates circadian rhythm, it's called the locomotive period and the non-locomotive period, meaning you're up and moving around or you're laying down.
Right, and that's really geared to sunlight hitting the eyes. We know melatonin production's all geared on sunlight hitting the eyes. We know that the brain basically establishes this night-day pattern, these circadian rhythms, based on being upright and laying down, and it's based on the amount of light that gets to the brain. So, but here's the problem. We literally live in a culture that never stops. What's that New York song? New York Never Sleeps. What was that? That old famous song from who am I talking about here? You know what I'm talking about?
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
the city that never sleeps.
I mean, but now every city never sleeps.
Right.
There's lights everywhere. Our brains are confused. I actually do think that there's a lot has to do with this. I mean, look, we're staring at computer screens. That's light hitting the back of your eyes, going to your brain until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. People are playing their video games.
Right.
So I think partly it's our culture, right? I think we're now no longer in these circadian rhythms.
I think there's another component to it. I think that we live in a soup of RF, of radio frequencies. We know there's a lot of evidence that these higher frequencies, these 1 gigahertz and above that are used by cell phones and routers, stimulate an activity in the brain. In fact, there's a study that showed that if you use a cell phone a half hour before bedtime, that it takes longer to get into the deepest stages of sleep because of the excitatory effects on the neurons. And now you think about this. There's a low-level buzz that you can't hear, but your brain can feel. In fact, I'm going to tell you something that I'm doing, Dr. Smith, and you're going to think that I probably wear an aluminum hat at night, but I'm having my bedroom repainted, just happened to be, and I'm going to put down a base coat of a metallic paint as a primer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then paint over it because I'm going to try to create some shielding in my bedroom. So when
I sleep. I think there's something to this. We know that, you know, light itself, visible light, which we know has a direct impact on these circadian rhythms, right?
Right.
Is basically just electromagnetic radiation.
Bingo.
And I'm sitting in my office right now and I'm looking around. I have two computer screens. I have a laptop. I got this desktop. I got this fancy phone. I got this headset on. I mean, I got these bad fluorescent lights. I mean, this is our culture now.
Yes.
This is how we live. So you ask that question, why we have sleep problems. I think it's all evident when you just look at how fast-paced 24-hour our culture is today. And then I think this is important to realize too. Because of this fast-paced culture that we live in, because it is interesting that most of that 30% that Dr. Roth talked about, that chronic insomnia,
right.
He was looking at northern, western hemisphere people. I think it is probably a lot lower cultures that are in the east, cultures that are in the southern hemispheres. It's really, I think, our culture that's causing this. And one of the side effects of this 24-hour information blitz that we're just living with is stress. We are inundated. We are swimming in a hormone called cortisol that's only supposed to peak at times and come right out of your system. Well, guess what? Cortisol no longer follows any pattern in most of us.
Wow.
Cortisol is just always there, and that has detrimental effects physiologically to sleep. And we can get into those specifics as we continue to talk. But
we're going to take our first commercial break here. Okay, and I want to come back and I want to start talking about cortisol.
Sure.
Okay,
because excellent.
It is a problem. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you don't already get a copy of Life Extension Magazine, you're really missing out. You can get a free 6-month subscription by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking on the Life Extension Foundation banner ad down at the bottom right-hand side. And you'll get a free 6-month subscription of one of the greatest magazines you could ever read. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs
organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about sleep, the challenges of getting a good night's sleep. So, Dr. Smith, when we had to go into the break, you started to talk about cortisol.
Right, yep.
Cortisol is supposed to peak. Yeah, it's a stress hormone, and the truth is we're all under stress. I live in my own personal Vietnam. I mean, I don't want to share my personal story, but my mom is in the hospital. This divorce proceeding continues to go on and on. Right. I'm being bled dry financially by a system that I've found disgusting. I mean, it's like I'm always under stress. I'm always every time my phone rings, I cringe because I think, uh-oh, who's calling me now to give me some bad news? So I've got to have cortisol just tracing through my body all day long.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, because the whole purpose of cortisol is basically to get you ready to survive something.
Well, I am. That's what I'm trying to survive.
Yeah, and that's. But see, you have to think back. When humans were just starting to develop, that cortisol was basically there. So literally, if the lion was coming after you when you're trying to hunt for your food, you had to be ready to fight and run, and that's essentially the fight or flight, and that's what cortisol prepares you for. Cortisol is supposed to be released quickly. It prepares you to fight or flight. It actually stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. It stimulates all the adrenaline hormones. It actually gets all the blood, the blood flow into your central core. You mobilize sugars and fats. I mean, it is a metabolic barrage of things physiologically that are there to make you fight. Well, and then it comes out of the system quickly, and everything calms down. The parasympathetic system kind of kicks in at that point. Well, we don't have that balance anymore. When you're constantly swimming in low levels of cortisol, you're almost are always in this set to fight. And guess what? If you're trying to fight something, Carl, what's the last thing you want to do?
Sleep.
Sleep. Yeah. Sleep. You don't want to. Your body, physiologically, if you have cortisol in your system, you can't sleep. That's paradoxically against the whole point of the stress hormone. So when we're constantly stressed out, whatever those stresses may be, the physiological response in the body of those stresses, whether it's a family member or traffic or your boss, it doesn't matter. The physiological response is the same. It's a saturation of your cells with cortisol. You're not going to sleep because that's against what cortisol does. And yeah, other problems happen, like heart disease and strokes and cancers, because we know the impact that that has on the other systems in the body. So if you're going to want to sleep, we need to do something where we can manage cortisol better to get back to that normal rhythm of cortisol, that normal stress response, so we can sleep. And that goes back to my 5 points that we'll talk about at the end. Cortisol is one of those points. You've got to manage cortisol better.
Okay. What else is going on with our body? I mean, what about the fact that the vicious cycle, we don't get a good night's sleep. So what does the majority of America turn to first thing in the morning and throughout the day? And they're popping up all over the landscape, Starbucks, right? We turn to coffee, right?
Yeah, the caffeine. Even more dangerous, though, Carl, might be some of those sugary caffeinated drinks.
Our sleep disruption is so evident. It's created a whole new segment of products. I walked into a convenience store on the way home from the Arnold the other day, and there were three refrigerator cases just of energy drinks. Three.
Right. Yep. And what are those, unfortunately, what do those energy drinks mostly do? I mean, we know the effects of caffeine, for instance, increases cortisol. Yeah, so you're not helping yourself out in any way, shape, or form by going to those types of chemical stimulants. They actually are stressors on the body. What does that mean? Cortisol, and that's not going to help you out. Now, here's what I'm excited about, and this is kind of why I wanted to talk about this. Some new research has come out isolating a set of nutritional compounds called bioactive milk peptides. And these milk peptides, they're little small fragments of whey protein. They've been shown now to help promote and sustain people in a more restful sleep pattern while also inducing this kind of more state of relaxation. This is a safe and effective way, I believe, to actually help people sleep better. You know that old wives' tale? Drink warm milk?
So it does work.
Yeah, there's something to be said to that. What you do, if you actually, now it's not warm milk, that's the myth there. You actually need to boil the milk, and when you boil the milk, whey protein breaks up into these small fragments called peptides. What we now know is what you do is you let the milk cool. So you're drinking the warm milk after you boiled it, because the boiling, the heat, is what breaks up the protein. So when you now drink that warm milk that's cooled down a little bit from the boiling, you're not drinking whey protein anymore. You're drinking these smaller fragments called peptides. We now know in some good clinical studies that these milk peptides, these fragments, bind to the same receptors that GABA does, specifically the GABA-A receptor. And through that research, we actually, and by the way, your benzos that you've been thinking about starting to take?
Well, they work on the GABA receptor. Yeah.
They bind to the GABA-A receptor.
Right.
So we have found, again, Carl, how often do me and you talk, and we talk about a drug, yet I always point us to something in nature
natural.
That does the same thing.
Right.
You know, people have been dealing with stress and sleep issues ever since we've been humans. But so obviously we've survived all that, so there must be something in nature that we do that helps us to deal with it. And here they are, the milk peptides. Now, I'm not a big fan. I'm just going to let everybody know this, and I think we've talked about this, Carl. I'm not a big fan of milk products.
Right.
I think milk products are one of the key reasons we have a lot of allergies. Basically, there's a lot of proteins and antigens in cow's milk. By the way, you're not a baby cow. You really shouldn't be drinking cow's milk. So I even though I'm giving you that story about the warm milk, because I'm just kind of setting it up, I would prefer that you actually do a product that's concentrated with these bioactive milk peptides in them that has actually no milk in the final product. I'm not a big fan of cow's milk.
Okay.
What about
these whey protein drinks? Do they have these particular peptides in them?
No, because you're drinking whey protein. Now, you have to understand there's two forms of protein supplements. There's two ways to drink protein. You're either drinking the whole entire whey protein itself, almost like whole milk, let's say, okay?
Right.
Or what you're doing is you're drinking a product that's taken the whey and broken up in two smaller fragments, basically the building blocks, the amino acids. So you're either doing protein products only come in two ways, the full protein or the amino acid. That's not going to work. You have to come into the middle, which is these small peptides. You want the whey to break down to a specific size or what we call fragment size, and it's that fragment size that can cross the blood-brain barrier and bind to the GABA-A receptors.
Right.
So whole whey-type protein supplements out there won't work, and then the ones that you're doing to get the pure amino acids, like Life Extension has a great whey protein product, but it's the amino acid from the whey. That's
right.
Not going to work either. You specifically need to do a milk peptide.
A whole milk
product.
Peptide, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because if you don't, it's not going to bind it. It won't even get into the brain. It won't bind to those GABA-A receptors.
Okay. But for those people who do want to, warm milk before bed, especially if it's raw unpasteurized milk, I have to believe it's even better. You do have to take it to a gentle boil, right?
Yeah, because you have to. What you're trying to do is there's only two things that break up proteins, regardless of the protein, Carl, whether it's whey, casein, whatever. It's acid, a change in pH, or heat. That's how the body will use heat and acid in the stomach to start breaking down proteins. That's how proteins begin to break down.
Gotcha.
So warming it up, and unfortunately I can picture a lot of people putting milk in a microwave. Please don't do that.
No. Not my audience.
Yeah. Sometimes I forget that we're talking to a pretty savvy audience.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But unfortunately, Carl, most Life Extension members, most of your audience members, we're not the norm out there.
Right.
As you know. But yeah, it does need to come to a light boil, because that's going to be enough heat that is going to break up that whey protein. But here's another situation. Can you overboil and basically inactivate the protein completely? Yeah, that happens too. So that's why I would prefer people doing a high-quality product like Life Extension has put together. That way you're getting these stable, bioactive milk peptides in the capsule without having to worry, did I boil it long enough? Did I boil it too much? Because it's a fine line between making those peptides and making mush.
Right.
From that heat. So,
okay.
But there's some great studies with this, Carl. There was one study in particular that looked at all these different biomarkers of health and how sleep affects them, glucose levels, you know, cognition studies, all this kind of stuff. And what they showed, when compared to placebo, these milk peptides decreased all of these elevated biomarkers of health, like these abnormal biomarkers of health that people had,
right,
by 20%. So things like sugar levels came down. These cognitive scores improved by 20%. So 20% was this beautiful, nice round number that we saw with these milk, these bioactive milk peptides. People were sleeping better, they were thinking better, they were up during the day, and we're really excited about this. It's, by the way, this has been used in Europe for a while. Of course, the United States is always a little behind. That's
yeah,
another story,
well, though. You know, and the reality is that in the United States, we really create a lot of these problems here that end up being promoted through the desire to be more like the American culture in these other countries.
Right. And now, so, this and now the bioactive milk peptides being used in Europe, this one study, and I'm going to go ahead and quote this because this is, I think, important. We were just talking about the effects of cortisol on sleep.
Right,
here's what I really liked about this one study. This was 40 healthy male subjects. Half were put on the milk peptide. Now, again, these aren't huge studies. I wish we could do bigger studies, Carl. That's another issue in and of itself. However, the group that were on the bioactive milk peptides, and again, it goes back to about this round number of 20%, they dropped their cortisol levels 20.69%.
How frequently were they drinking this these milk peptides?
In this case, they were doing it in capsule form. They were doing it twice a day. They did right when they got up and right when they went to bed. Because what we find is not only are they good for helping you go through the sleep stages better, you're also simply going to go through your day a little bit better. You're going to be more awake, a little bit more, you know, dealing with. You can almost think of these milk peptides as the adaptogenic herbs, where you are adapting to stress throughout the day better. You're thinking better. You're more clear. So they did them twice a day. The dose range was pretty large in this study because they were trying to figure out where that appropriate dose would be. But what they saw was a 20.6% drop in overall cortisol levels and a better control of that cortisol, which means now that you're managing that cortisol better, you're controlling stress better, and now the overall effects on sleep are quite dramatic. So because of that one study, we decided to bring this into Life Extension.
Okay. All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. Here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to pick up this discussion about how to get better sleep. And at the end of the show, Dr. Smith is going to give you his tips. This is going to be very, very valuable. I know I'm going to be writing them down. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.
NTR.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Michael Smith. We're talking about sleep, how to get better sleep, really. Very, very critical. You know, Dr. Smith, I have Francesco Verano. I want to make sure I'm reading this right. Francesco Verano posted something on Facebook in reference to the conversation we're having. His opinion is that sleep patterns are also disrupted when you sleep with someone else. He never sleeps nearly as good at his girlfriend's place or when she comes to his. I feel horrible throughout the day after not getting a good night's sleep. Patterns get interrupted by restless sleepers, tossing and turning, getting up to use the bathroom, snoring, etc. And I'm one of these people. I snore, and I end up having to sleep in another room because I snore.
And this does go to one of the tips that I have for sleeping well, and it's about sleeping in the same bed at the same time, and we'll talk a little bit this at the end with my tips, but
okay.
I think there is something to that. If you have a significant other that you don't always stay over, basically if you change the environment of sleep a lot, whether it's you're going to somebody else's place once in a while, that will disrupt those normal patterns. Because, again, remember, the body basically, Carl, and I think you can appreciate this, and I think your listeners can too, because I know you've studied the human body a lot. I think you have an appreciation for the fact that, you know, our bodies are based on these normal types of physiological rhythms.
Right.
The body doesn't just wake up and go to sleep. I mean, there's hormones that come up and down throughout the day. There's these normal patterns of brain activity. I mean, even the heart itself has a rhythm. I think everybody appreciates this type of rhythm. Well, if you're disrupting the sleep environment from one night to the next, how do you expect your brain to go through these important stages of sleep, these rhythms of sleep at night, if you're changing the environment all the time? And I think that is a great point, and I agree with it.
That's actually
my first tip.
There's something called reticular memory, which is affected when you sleep. When you move into a new apartment and the people upstairs jump off the furniture and the garbage man comes on Wednesday morning, the first couple weeks you wake up. It's like every time you hear these noises. But then when your reticular memory kicks in, it tells your body these are common things. You've already identified them, addressed them. You don't wake up anymore from them.
Right, and so, but if you're changing your sleep environment, you're not going to allow that type of memory to come in.
Right, exactly.
It's the same memory that, when you put a shirt on, it's kind of like all of the nervous systems, the memories of that shirt rubbing against you, your body becomes tempered in a sense.
Right.
And that's part of that memory system, and there is that same system in sleep, and that's why some noises you hear, you don't even get startled. A funny little story, when I was in college, we believe it or not, we lived in a small little house in Austin, where I went to school, and we lived right pretty much on top of the railroad tracks. And after about 6 months, I never even heard the trains, but you'd have friends come over and they would hear that train and they thought it sounded like it was coming through the house, and I didn't even hear it.
Right.
And that's that same time, but I was used to living there. But so imagine if you're bouncing around from your girlfriend's to your house, if you're staying up at night watching a movie and you fall asleep on the couch.
Different
these
times.
These are all different
right.
sleep, yeah, different times. These are all different sleep environments. And I'm just, since we're into this, you stole my thunder again here, Carl. I'm just going to tell everybody my first tip.
Okay.
Is to have a consistent sleep environment and sleep pattern, which means you go to bed. And I know sometimes this may not be practical in our 24-hour culture, but if you want to sleep better, it's not always a pill. If you want to sleep better, you need to go to bed at the same time every night, including the weekend, and you need to get up at the same time every morning, including the weekend. None of this sleeping into noon. Believe it or not, my parents, my dad, although he just thought I was lazy when I was a high schooler sleeping into noon, he actually was right. Getting me up at the same time every morning allows my brain to do what? To get involved in a pattern. And these stages of sleep, stage 1 through 4, are patterns. Melatonin is released in a rhythm and pattern.
Right.
And if you're not sleeping in this kind of consistent environment, how do you expect the brain to get involved into a rhythm?
Right.
It can't be done. That's actually my first tip. Be consistent in your environment and in your behavior.
Even with your workout, if you train every day or train every 4 days or whatever it is, you need to stay on that pattern because the body gets used to that as well.
That's right, and that can avoid injury and stuff when you're thinking about working out.
Well, and also it enhances your ability to sleep. When you train regularly, yep. You sleep better. You know what I mean?
Well, that was my second tip, exercise.
Oh, really?
Those are all my tips. But obviously, and I know that's what's so funny, because people always want to make things more complicated than they always have to be, don't we, Carl? There must be a psychological reason I'm not, there must be this reason I'm not sleeping. No, we're not sleeping because we're not consistent in our pattern. We live in a crazy culture. We're chronically stressed out. And guess what? We eat potato chips at our desk and we don't get up and move. Now, of course, your listeners are a little bit different, and I get that. Life Extension members are a little bit different, and I get that. But you have to understand, a majority of people out there are not your listeners, and I wish they were, and they're not Life Extension members, and I wish they were. And guess what? They don't even move at all during the day.
Right.
And exercise, getting out and simply just walking a little bit, good toned muscle is very metabolically active. That's going to help you calm down at night and sleep better. So exercise is, believe it or not, a very simple suggestion for tip number two. You got to get up and move. Now, I wanted to mention, you had mentioned the dose of the milk peptides. The dose that we're using here at Life Extension is 150 milligrams a day of these milk peptides. Now that may seem like a low, because when people think of protein, Carl, they think of higher doses.
Right.
You know, they think of grams, basically, of protein. But remember, what we're doing is we're taking that large whey protein and we're breaking it up into specific little sizes. And when you take 150 milligrams of those little pieces, those peptides, the 150 milligrams has been shown to improve sleep, improve restful sleep, and there's a whole host of stress-related conditions that are associated with not sleeping, like poor digestion. In this one study where it was used in 60 women, the women had a 66% improvement in just digestion alone and not cramping and stuff throughout the day from their digestive system. So these milk peptides are going to the heart of, I think, health and wellness. If you want to be healthy and if you want to build those muscles and you want to be that athlete you want to be and you want to be up and be mentally sharp during the day, forget all, don't get me wrong, I think all these supplements people are doing are fantastic, but it really comes down to some of the core basic things. You got to have a healthy digestive system. You got to have a healthy sleep pattern. Those are basic core things to overall health and wellness.
Dr. Mark Rosekind was on my show 4.5 years ago. He was the doctor that was hired by the U.S. Olympic team for the Winter Olympics when they were up someplace in the Northwest. And he went there and he set up the sleeping areas and he created the pattern of sleep, because they knew that when an athlete didn't get adequate, restful, recuperative sleep, their response times were much
Absolutely.
Slower. They didn't
yeah, res- and when, it
when
makes
the,
sense.
Yeah, so I mean, we know that you perform better when you sleep well.
Absolutely. And that, most of our, I think any professional athlete will tell you that the better rest that they get, the better that they actually perform.
Right.
So, you know, before you start jumping to all of these different types of supplements and these performance enhancing, drugs or whatever you might decide to do, maybe we need to step back and think a little bit about some of the basics, like getting a good night's sleep. We don't understand. I gotta tell you, Carl, I think, you know, I really honestly believe the last great frontier is the human brain. We really don't know much about the human brain. We don't even really know what goes on during these stages of sleep. There's four main stages. All we know is this, is if you don't go through those four main stages, if you stay in the upper stages one and two throughout the night, or if you go into that deep sleep, have you ever met that person where you can almost kick them in the head and they don't wake up ever? Well, you know, if they're in that heavy of a sleep all night long, or you're in these upper lighter stages, and you're not going through this cycle of stages throughout the night, your sleep is not going to be well. The brain is not restored. I wish we understood more what is going on during these stages, but we know that all four stages and several cycles of these stages are important throughout the night. And we got to tell you, we believe that these new peptides can help people actually go through these stages, and they work great with the melatonin, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And melatonin has been shown to reduce cortisol. So does taking melatonin as a supplement help to shut down the cortisol at night?
Yeah, that's what we know, that one of the jobs of melatonin. See, again, remember, what's the job of cortisol? The job of cortisol is to help you fight a stress, right?
Right.
What's the last thing you want to do when you're fighting a stress?
Sleep.
So cortisol comes up. Guess what it does? It brings down melatonin.
Right.
It brings down the brain's sleep aid, the natural sleep aid. But when it is time to sleep, when the lights go out and it is time to go to bed, that's when we should go to bed, when the sun goes down. What happens? Melatonin levels come up because less light is hitting the eye, right? Well, that higher melatonin brings down the cortisol. So cortisol and melatonin are on the opposite ends of a seesaw.
Right.
And they're just going up and down. And so when cortisol's up, you're depressing melatonin so you don't fall asleep when you're running away from that lion that's about to eat you. That wouldn't be good. But when it's time to calm down and the parasympathetic system kicks in, because melatonin's part of the parasympathetic system of the body, that melatonin comes up, cortisol, which is part of the sympathetic system, comes down, and now you're going to sleep. So melatonin can inhibit cortisol. Cortisol can inhibit melatonin based on the physiological environment that your body is in. So this is a complicated system, but here's the thing. Our seesaw is always bent towards the cortisol in this
right,
day and age.
Right.
Melatonin doesn't even have a chance to get you through those stages, and that's what we do believe melatonin does. Melatonin is there to run the brain through these stages of sleep, 1, 2, 3 through 4, you know, and then you come out of it a little bit, and then you go back in. Melatonin has this natural, unforced rhythm to it at night that we have totally disrupted. So we need to get cortisol down at night, we got to get that melatonin up, and then we want to bind to these GABA receptors with these milk peptides. We actually combine the milk peptides with the melatonin, and we added just a little bit of ashwagandha to it. Ashwagandha is one of my favorite adaptogenic herbs for controlling and managing cortisol better. So in this
really?
One product from Life Extension, oh yeah, ashwagandha is one of my favorite adaptogenic herbs because it's not stimulatory to people. Now I say that, Carl, it's an herb. There's always going to be that one person.
Right.
That has
right.
Every time I say something definitive, someone comes back and shows me that it, you know, what I said could never happen. So I'm never definitive in my career anymore. I don't like making definitive statements because I'm always proven wrong. But ashwagandha is a herb that has antioxidants that we believe can actually bind to cortisol receptors and kind of give the cortisol receptors a break. It helps the cell manage cortisol receptors better. So we added the ashwagandha with the milk peptides, with a little bit of melatonin. We're very excited about this new product.
And you know what? Ashwagandha also produces telomerase, doesn't it? Which actually lengthens telomeres.
We now know that a lot of these adaptogenic herbs and even bitter herbs like andrographis have a direct effect on telomere length. So there's maybe some additional, and maybe, believe it or not, maybe even controlling stress better. Managing that stress response better in and of itself can lengthen telomeres. Now, and so maybe what it is the ashwagandha is helping cortisol be managed better. That's what's giving you the effect on increasing cell life.
Wow, that's really interesting. Very interesting.
So we have a really fantastic product. Of course, at Life Extension, everything we do, Carl, is evidence-based.
Right.
So we got 150 milligrams of these milk peptides based on those studies I'd mentioned, and the earlier study with the 40 men and then the later study with the 60 women. We have the right amount of ashwagandha in there, and we have a time-release melatonin. You'll get an immediate release of 1.5 milligrams and then a sustained release following that throughout the night. So we really like this product. But again, remember, you know what, Carl? It's not a magic bullet, right? There's no magic bullet here.
You still have to add this. You still have to add this to the other things. You have to turn your. I mean, listen, listen. We have to take this break. When we come back, let's go ahead and do the tips and let's discuss what people can do. It's called proper sleep hygiene that has to be used in conjunction with supplements. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now we're going to divulge the five secrets to better sleep. Dr. Smith has been strategically holding out to the last minute here to keep
covered most of it. I'm just going to organize it now for everybody. But you know, before, listen, Carl, this is important. I'm going to what I'm about to tell everybody, this comes straight from probably the world's leading authority, in my opinion, on sleep study. It's Dr. Roth, and he published in the clinical, the It was the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine in 2007. He did a population study titled Insomnia, Definition, Prevalence, Etiology, and Consequences. And he's always at the forefront of sleep science. Here is what he had discovered in his population studies, and there were several of them. These are the consequences of not sleeping well. I'm just going to rattle these off so people get an idea of the devastating effects, okay, of not sleeping well. One, heart disease and stroke. Two, dementia and cognitive decline. Three, depression, anxiety, mood disorders, and maybe even episodes of schizophrenia. Four, inflammatory bowel disease. Five, immune dysfunction. Six, stress-related skin disorders, psoriasis and eczema. Metabolic syndrome. Maybe part of the metabolic syndrome in this country, Carlos, people not sleeping well.
Well, we know that because they took trained athletes and deprived them of sleep. And what I mean by that is 4 hours of sleep for five nights. And by the second night or the first night, mm-hmm. I forget what it was, they were already having glucose management issues similar to that of elderly people.
And you know why that is? It's a direct link back to that cortisol. When cortisol levels go up, you don't sleep as well and you start mobilizing sugar.
Well,
you start
also
mismanaging sugar.
Also, because we are not nocturnal creatures, we produce the largest pulse of insulin at night.
Yep,
right before bed.
Yep. And now here's the last one on this list, Carl, that really kind of blew my mind, is accelerated aging. We now know that even in my studies, that if you want to shorten telomeres and shorten that cell lifespan quickly, don't sleep.
Yeah.
Don't sleep. So we talk so much about toxins and all this kind of stuff, when really one of the most core things we need to do as a culture, as a people, as a society, is we need to reestablish better sleep patterns. So I have my five tips. You ready?
Okay, let's go.
Number one, we already talked about, but I got to tell you, it is the most important. People hate to see this or hear this because they all want to take a pill. Right, Carl?
Right.
Everybody wants to take a pill today, but you have to set up a consistent sleep pattern, a consistent sleep environment, and a consistent sleep behavior. They've done studies showing that if you simply read in bed and then try to go to bed, you don't fall asleep as fast as someone who reads out in the living room and then comes to the bed to sleep.
Really?
Very clear studies showing that. You have to have a consistent pattern. The human body, I cannot emphasize this enough. The human body is based upon rhythms. The human body is based upon patterns. And if you expect the brain to restore itself in these normal rhythms of or stages of sleep, you got to have a consistent sleep pattern, behavior, and environment. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you got to get up and move. If you want to manage cortisol better, you got to exercise. Lean, tone, muscle, you manage cortisol better, you manage sugar better, you bring down the stress, you're going to sleep better. So right there, the first two, no one likes to hear because no one does it.
Right.
So where does that leave us? Number three, this was a big one for me. Nothing stimulating 2 hours before you go to bed. Now here's what's funny about this. This includes emails. Have you seen the latest study that came out from
no.
the U.S. government?
No.
People, they have now estimated. Now I don't know how accurate these numbers I'm about to give you or this comparison, but it is interesting. I'd like to look at this study a little bit more. But what they showed is when people read an email within 2 hours of going to bed, it's like drinking two strong cups of coffee. That's how stimulating the light is. That's how stimulating that email you're reading is.
So really what you're saying is you can't be on the computer 2 hours before you go to bed.
Yeah, get off the computer. You need to be doing, and maybe even TV, because it's not
right.
necessarily the content of what you're reading or watching. It might also just be that electromagnetic radiation coming off that screen that is stimulating enough that's causing a disruption of the melatonin that should be coming up now and that cortisol that should be coming down now.
You know
you
what? This reminds me of, I want to say her name is Dr. Suzette Wiley, but I'm not sure if it's Suzette. She wrote that book, Lights Out. She's the one who came up with the Wiley protocol for hormone replacement.
Yep.
She wrote a book called Lights Out. And one of the things that she recommends is to dim the lights in your home 2 hours before bed, shut all TVs off.
I agree with that. See, and so when you read these studies about nothing stimulating, people automatically assume, like the email thing, that it's the email that's stimulating.
Yeah, that's what
I thought
you
meant. It might be a combination, right? It could be. I mean, if you're reading an email from an ex-wife or something who's now yelling at you, guess what? That's like a cup of coffee.
Right.
We all know that. However, what I think we're going to find out with more studies, and I agree with Dr. Wiley's, is that it's more related to the stimulation of the brain with electromagnetic radiation.
Right.
Because when electromagnetic radiation, which is visible light, hits the eyes, what happens? Melatonin goes down, cortisol comes up.
Right.
It's time to get up. So nothing stimulating specifically. Don't get away from that computer. Turn off your TV. Read a good book. Read the Life Extension magazine.
There you go.
One? How about that? Yeah. That may be a little too stimulating, though. I don't know, because it reads more like a journal. So that's the first three. The fourth thing, this is a big one, and this is something that worked for me. If you are one who tends to wake up in the middle of the day, or I'm sorry, the middle of the night a lot, here's what you do. If you wake up, you get up. If you wake up, you get up. The last thing you should do is lay there and force yourself to sleep. Because if you have come in, if you've come out of those stages and you're up now, cortisol has bumped up. When does cortisol supposed to bump up? In the AM and the PM, right?
Right.
Well, if you're waking up out of the stages of sleep, what's driving that is cortisol's up, melatonin's down. You're not going to fall back to sleep immediately in that type of hormonal environment. So what you need to do is to get up, go do something.
But not something with a lot of light.
No computers, because you know that's, and of course that's what we do in this day and age,
right.
Don't we, Carl? We run right to, I'm up, let me check. But no. Keep the lights dim. Read a book, a nice calming book. Clean wipe off the counters. Do something. Actually, get up. Allow that cortisol to do what it does, to mobilize sugars. Go burn that sugar off a little bit with reading or cleaning something you've been meaning to clean. No lights, no computer, and those hormones will start to readjust themselves. And I promise you, within 30 minutes to an hour, you'll be ready to go back to bed. They've done studies on this, Carl. Were they people that actually got, when you wake up, go ahead and get up, meditate, pray, do
whatever.
That's
what I do.
I
sit up in bed, I sit on the edge of the bed, and I just do my mantra for 20 minutes, and I'm ready to go back to sleep.
There you go. So what you're doing is you're working with the hormonal imbalance that has brought you out of that sleep, which is cortisol kind of came up, melatonin kind of dropped. So you're doing something to where you're going to use that cortisol now. Cortisol's job is to make you do something, right? So then go ahead and do something. Now, no lights. I'm not saying go out and run a mile. I'm not saying that. Something as simple as meditation, prayer, reading a book, cleaning your kitchen a little bit, light cleaning. Man, in 30 minutes, you'll be ready to go back to bed. So if you wake up, get up, and you'll be back to sleep faster. The supplements, here's my favorite. Here's what I would suggest for people. Number one, so those are the first four. If that doesn't work, we may have to go to supplements. So number one thing you got to do is you've got to manage cortisol better. And I like ashwagandha for that. That's my favorite adaptogenic herb. And now we have these bioactive milk peptides, about 150 milligrams, once to twice a day, usually maybe right before you go to bed or right when you get up. Number two, you've got to increase those GABA receptors, and that's also where the milk peptides come into play. And then the last thing is to restore the stages of sleep, and that's really what melatonin is for. People think, and it does, melatonin can make you sleepy, and everybody has a different effect with it, but ultimately the reason you have melatonin is not to fall asleep or stay asleep, it's to go through these normal stages.
Right.
So if you're going to do things, even the stronger drugs, I highly recommend that you also mix in some melatonin. Now, of course, talk to your own doctor about that. I can't give medical advice.
When I take a 2.5 milligram Valium by itself, I do not dream. When I take 2.5 milligram Valium with melatonin, I dream. That tells me that I'm cycling in and out of REM.
You're cycling, and that's really what's important.
Right.
Too often, people rely on these stronger drugs. Or even just, some people just do GABA, which is a great supplement for sleep for some people. But GABA is not going to go through the stages. GABA will bring you into those deep delta, what they call delta stages,
right.
Stage 3 and 4. GABA, and some people will knock them right to those deeper stages. So anything you do, any sleep regimen you do beyond those first four tips, if it's a supplement or a drug, melatonin really, in my opinion, needs to be a part of that. Because as those stronger drugs or the GABA supplements or the milk peptides bring you to sleep, it's the melatonin that's going to say, now that I'm resting, I can start going through these rhythms of sleep that you should go. Without melatonin, you're not going to do that.
What do you think about phosphatidylserine or sirine for lowering cortisol right before bed?
Three things are the best thing. I love it. As a matter of fact, when it comes to managing cortisol, the three supplements I use is DHEA, ashwagandha, and phosphatidylserine, or what we call PS caps. Now, the DHEA you don't want to do right before you go to bed.
Right.
That can be a little stimulating for
right.
people. So that leaves you with ashwagandha and phosphatidylserine. That's a wonderful combination. I think ashwagandha is a little bit better. I like those two because we know they work at the cortisol receptor level. They work at the cellular level to manage cortisol better. Excellent suggestion.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, we've come to the end of the interview. You've given the list. You've given people direction on how to get better sleep. Hopefully somebody will follow this. I know I'm going to follow it because I really have been – good sleep has been elusive. Yeah. But you know what's really funny? I haven't been drinking raw milk like I used to, and I'm wondering if I was getting those milk peptides throughout the day because of the raw milk.
If you don't warm it up, though, you're not going to break down the whey protein, and it's not going to work. So
I'm going to start warming it up. I'm going to try it.
To a light boil. It does, and then let it cool down, and that's when you can get those peptides out of it.
How far in advance of sleep should I do that? An hour before sleep?
This is where sleep science becomes more art than anything
science,
else, because
right.
everybody's a little different, right? I think you just got to play around with it. I would probably maybe the first night try it about an hour before,
right?
And just see how that works. You may find that drinking it right when you lay down basically is better for you. So everybody's a little bit different.
But
so
you gotta brush your
like
teeth
that.
Before you go to bed. Just a note for everybody out there.
You will, because all those milk sugars in there.
Yes.
The other thing is, remember this. Bottom line is, so many people come into doctors' offices this day and age, and they're tired. They're worn out. And I promise you, in most cases, Carl, it's not because you're deficient in some drug. It's not because you're deficient in CoQ10, although I think those are wonderful. It's a wonderful supplement.
Right.
The reason we're so tired today, we're not sleeping.
We're not sleeping. You're right.
We're not sleeping.
We close our eyes for 8 hours, but we're not sleeping. I agree with you 1,000%. Listen, Dr. Smith, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Carl, anytime. You know
okay.
I love being on your
show. Okay, great. And we'll see. I have another live episode of Superhuman Radio tomorrow, and I'm going to be clear-headed because I'm getting a good night's sleep tonight. So there you go.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.